We are down in the basement of the BCC, and in front of me stands a very old knitting machine, I think. Next to it, there stands Fabienne, and she will tell us, what is this?
Yeah, this machine is a machine from 1981 that's been hacked, reverse engineered to allow modern computer control from the terminal, scripted, to be able to control the images and the mechanical functionality of such a machine.
Okay, and for the not IT people, what does it mean? It is reverse engineered.
So it means that I've taken the functionality, and I'm not the only one. I've built on other people's work. It's open source hardware work and open source software. I've taken other people's work, and I've extended it. So I've made the machine have more functionality than how it was originally designed.
Okay, describe this machine. I see here a USB port and the old machine.
Yeah, so it's a 200-needle knitting machine, a KH930 from Brother, which is an electronic knitting machine that originally had a floppy drive. So I emulate that floppy drive in the terminal, so I fake software to pretend I have a floppy drive, and with that I can send digital images from a modern computer.
Okay, for the normal listeners, it means the floppy drive was a portable disk in former times, and so you emulate this old disk in the computer. You give it images, does it matter how big these images are?
Yeah, so the machine can hold maximum in its memory 200 pixel by 66 pixel long, and it's got 200 needles on it. So you can make something that's 66 pixels long, fits in the memory. To add more, you need to press a lot of buttons to load in a new pattern.
How did you come to this idea to hack a knitting machine?
So some friends of mine, Travis and Arjen Shepness, Travis Goodspeed and I, worked on a video game. And we thought it would be fun if the video game winner's panel was printed in knitting. So we did that a year ago, November, and then since then we've extended the hack.
How long did it last to build this machine with a new interface?
We did the original hack in 3 days, with included an we didn't really sleep, and we're all two hardware people and one software person. So a very intense 3 days.
And here on the right side, we see some products from your knitting machine.
Yeah, these are Mata cozies, so they keep your Mata cold and your hands warm. And they're also available with custom QR codes that sort of work sometimes in the dark.
Thank you very much. This was Fabienne for Deutschlandfunk here in the BCC. Thank you.
Thank you.